We got a call just before 3 o'clock this morning to a building fire at the court building. Now, when pumps first arrived, they were confronted with flames coming out of the roof of the building, so they immediately got to work, and that was made to make pumps 10, which meant we had about 60 people, crews involved with fighting fires in the building, and those crews were coming from both London and Surrey, so all working together to achieve the outcome you see before us now.
And I can still see sort of plumes of smoke rising in the distance. What's the situation with the fire now?
Effectively, the fire is out. We're currently going through hot spots, making sure the fire is completely out. But what you're seeing now is steam. Obviously, the building is still very warm, and that's steam being let off.
Give us an idea of people that live in the vicinity and any possible injuries, etc.
Right. The people who live in the vicinity, there's been no injuries. They also have evacuated. They were on the car park when we arrived. They were able to direct us into the fire immediately, and our crews got to work.
In terms of the crews that are here now, still working away, what will they be doing over the next few hours, Charles?
Okay. The scale of the incident now we've got six pumps here. They'll be concentrating on making sure that all the little pockets of fire, any that are left, are all fully extinguished. And then the task of investigating the fire will go ahead and find out what the exact cause of the fire was.
And are there any indications at this stage whatsoever?
Well, that's under investigation at the moment. It's been quite difficult for the investigators to get into the building while the firefighting operation is still going on. Now, if effectively those operations are over, the investigators now get in and do their job and find out what caused the fire.
And how quickly can you establish how it started?
Without actually going into the building, it's difficult. It will need to be completely excavated and to look at the point where the fire started, and then looking for the likely cause of the fire in that area.
Anything to suggest at this stage the fire was suspicious in any way?
At this stage, it's completely open. We are investigating with an open mind, and those investigations will come to a conclusion.
Wonderful. Well, Charles, thanks very much indeed this morning. So the scene, as I speak to you, there are a number of hoses running into a fire tender down in front of me. The firemen, as Charles was saying, seem to be scaling back the operation here. But clearly this has been a major incident here this morning. There's a red tent erected to my right-hand side where the fire crews were using as a communication point. But the good news here, no injuries. But as Charles was saying, significant damage, particularly to the roof space of the building.